All right, welcome back. You've tuned into 101.9. This is CFMC, and that track was Grimes with Flesh Without Blood. To continue on with the... Sorry, I know my speech already isn't good, but being sick really makes my ums really bad. But, yeah, to continue on now with the pop songs, I got a track by Mom. And you guys might know Mom's voice if you guys are familiar with Black Dresses, the Canadian pop duo that I think disbanded after the album in 2021. And I love that album too. But a couple months ago, I went listened to a bunch of Black Dresses and Mom. And this track I really liked. Just a fun, nice champ of pop. Synth pop track. And after that, I got Robin Wyatt with Sea Song. And Robin Wyatt is really influential on this, especially in terms of electronic and pop and poetry. I'll be playing Sea Song from him. And I think I've played a cover of his song Pigs. Squid did it at a festival. And I think I played that last year. It was one of my first episodes. And to finish it off, I got the Pioneer Brian Eno with The Big Ship off of his album. Oh, wow. A blanket, but I believe Green World. Eesh. I'm sorry for forgetting that. Thanks for sticking with me, and I'll be tuning back in a sec.
Make a list if it helps for keeping mental index. We'll always figure it out, cause I know, you know, I can't barely lift myself. I know you've been twisting, turning, and all I do is stay. But everything is alright, everything is gonna be.
But ever. apron in the spring. I know you're a seasonal beast, like the starfish that drift in with the tide, with the tide.
Thanks for sticking with me. That was Brian Eno with The Big Ship. Before that, The Sea Song by Robin Wyatt. And SN Morning by Mom. And coming up next, I got a track by Ann. And when I looked it up on Apple, it was the top song, which was a bit surprising to me because I didn't discover it until years after the discovery of Ann. And the band Ann is really nostalgic for me, just my first couple days at Queens. And yeah, I just found this song Playground Love. I think it was in the Vampire Diaries or something like that. Something Diaries, TV show and movie. But yeah, I really like it. I feel like it fit the vibe of the song, the episode really well. Ah, sorry. The name of it was The Virgin Suicides. Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard of that, but seems cool. Yeah, I'll play that, and then I'll come back with some more songs. So, thanks. Stay tuned. Thanks for sticking with me. That track was Ang with Playground Love. And yeah, thanks everybody for bearing with me. I can tell just listening to the playback. This is a pre-recorded one that I'm doing from home, but I can definitely tell that my vocals are not great. So thanks to everybody who was listening and kind of has been sticking around the whole time. But coming up next, I got more on pop. It wasn't going away. I have Caroline Polachek with Welcome to My Island, one of my favorite songs this decade. I don't think I've played it yet, but yeah, it's cool. A lot better than the stuff with Chenglift. Chenglift is a cool band, and they made some great songs, but not my favorite at all from the 2000s indie pop, indie sleaze kind of stuff. I do have Holy Ghost. I've played a few of Holy Ghost tracks on this station, but yeah, Holy Ghost's debut album has one of the coolest sleeves I own, and it has a photo of all of the members from James McAfee's DFA on it in front of the studio. So you got members of The Rapture, you got members of LCD Sound System, like Nancy Wang, you have Tim's Goldworthy with Cut Copy, you got a bit of Hot Shift, but also Chenglift is on it, and Caroline gets a special thanks on that album. But after that, we have The Space Lady and Bunk Pritchard with SOS. And Space Lady is another pioneer of electronic and pop music. Now, she made career by busking, I believe, Los Angeles in the 60s. With synthesizing, with kids with them, so she could afford rent in school. And yeah, I just find that really endearing and cool. I really hope one day she gets the respect she deserves, especially with all the synth stuff that she helps pioneer. If you guys haven't checked it out, listen to some of her solo stuff. It's really cool, and some of them synth didn't come into pop music for decades later. So, yeah, check those out. But without further ado, Welcome to My Island by Caroline Polachek.
I wanna
just watch your ego, watch your head, girl. You're so smart, so talented, but now the water's turning red, and it's all your fault, and it's all your mess, and you're all alone. You can't go to bed, too high on your adrenaline. You gotta go somewhere where you can't pretend, girl. Forget the rules, forget your friends, just you and your reflection. Cause nothing's gonna be the same again. No, nothing's gonna be the same again.
Thanks for sticking with me. To finish off the pop section of the show, I got a couple of people I found off of Instagram. The first one is a solo act. Actually, they're both solo acts, but the first one is by Yon-E. I hope I'm saying that right. It's spelled Yon-I. I think it's pronounced Yon-E. But I've been following her for a few months. She is really inspired by acts like Dan Deacon and Soft Machine. She makes really cool psychedelic pop music, and does it all himself. The mixing, the mastering, engineering, producing, all the instruments, singing, and it all of them stuff is completely different, sounds so ethereal and cool. And she just does small gigs by herself, I think across America. And the other artist I have is Jim E. Brown. And I'll be talking about him for a bit. Yeah, I just really feel bad I haven't played any Jimmy Brown yet. He is a 19-year-old that was born the day before 9/11. And yeah, he's only 19 years old, but he does struggle with alcoholism, obesity, mental illness, lineage of health and drug issues. And it's really reflective in his lyrics, especially in tons of his songs, right? And he's very honest. And you can hear all of this in songs like, let's take a look. I texted you a photo of a sunset and you never responded. He's got songs titled "I'm Quitting Prozac to Continue Drinking." How do I stop crying when I actually like? I don't think I've finished that one on the air, but the track I will be playing is titled "I'm Not Worthy of Love and Happiness," and it's a real shame because he's a very handsome young man. He's only 19 years old, as I mentioned, born the day before 9/11. So the beginning of his life was a tragedy, and it just kind of continued with him into his adult life. His Instagram content is very cool. He's 19 years old. Yeah, that's about it. He wants to open up for Foo Fighters, so if by any chance any member of the Foo Fighters is listening to my radio show, thank you first and foremost. Tell them not Grave Dole, Dave Grohl, that what he did is not fun. Okay, it's not okay. Don't do that. And yeah, get Jimmy Brown to open up for me. Jimmy Brown, if you're listening, I like you, man. I think you're a cool guy, and that's about it. Yeah. So yeah, Jimmy Brown, I'm not worthy of love and happiness. All right, see you soon.
Happiness. No, I'm not worthy.
Thanks for tuning in. This has been 101.9, the program. I'm going to be cutting off, but I still have the end for 21 minutes. So the next song I got up next, and it's not fitting the vibe of the rest of today's episode, but it's titled Mutilation Falls by Ryan Davis and the Roadhead Band. And if you like Sylvan Jews and just kind of older country in general, alt-country stuff, I think you guys will really like this song. It's very long and some really fun lyrics. But yeah, if you guys behave, you'll get one more track after that. But I'll be watching, so be good. And yeah, thanks for sticking with me. Sorry that I sound sick. But hopefully next week we'll come back stronger than ever. All right. Well, thank you, and I'll see you next week. Goodbye.
just for the bloodshed, but by God, for what the Bloody Mary's cause. It weeps for the beauty queen, but most of all her dad. It weeps for you and me, and this whole horror show we've had. I can't remember the last time the good times got so bad. Mutilation falls with all your Spanish moms. Dream weaving bromeliad. Seems the dream is dead, but the hopes are necrophilia. They waste no flowers on our graves, but pray where our remains are really at. They pray for the beauty queen, but more so for her parents. They pray for you and me, and the planet we embarrass. The pageantry is lost on me, but we drink to its merits. While I make a pile of voodoo dolls and iron scrap in the backyard for the meek to inherit.
sweet roof and whistling into the porcelain. Falls to springs on all those hair metal afternoon, moonwalking from glory down a path that leads straight backward to you. It's not much of a story, but by God, I've got a dog ear chapter two. The dream is the tailpipe exhaust of unexplainable servitude. A hope is extracted and often unmatched by the flames that we burst into. Seems the only thing that's getting easier is the math that hurts to do. But you found me here. Lightning found me here.
Drink the long drop down say no. It's the head priest. Drink the long trap down. for the head priest.
Monday. When traffic's a nightmare. When the workplace is hectic. When your boss calls you in for a meeting. When nature isn't on your side. There's only one thing you can do.
But no need to wake up the neighbors. Tune in every Monday night from 11 p.m. to midnight for Shed Progressions, where we play an hour of cool jazz to help you relax after a long day. Again, that's Shed Progressions every Monday night at 11 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM.
We're not afraid to get a little funky.
You're listening to King.